music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
All right, hey, we're here today on this Memorial Day weekend, hour number two. We have our two guests and by Skype, and I'm on now on Skype. And we have reconnected for hour number two. And, well, I mean, we have covered a lot of ground so far. And yet, as you said, Phil, earlier, we really haven't even scratched the surface of the savageness of the attack and what followed it. Now, it's very, I think, important, Phil, for people to know who don't already know so, is that this regime in the Middle East that calls itself our friend and democracy and ally also was tracking the ship of the USS Liberty at a very critical time in this Arab war, this Israeli-Arab war, 1967. Can you tell us a little bit about that tracking, that following, that pursuit that Israel was engaging in?
I don't know where Phil is. I'm sure he'll be right back.
Oh, okay. But, all right. Well, maybe you can, Dave. You can fill in some blanks ahead of time.
Yeah, no, I actually just wanted to mention your question before, and then I'll let Phil handle.
Yes, I know. I want to get back to that. The arming of the Israelis.
Yeah, the arming. Yeah. Yes, right. there was a U.S. weapon known for sure that was used on U.S. citizens, and that was napalm. And I just want to read from the book here about napalm, because they dropped it and they were literally laughing about how they were burning up the Americans. These Israeli savages were laughing about this.
Sounds like 9/11 when they were dancing and laughing, huh?
Exactly, and which is why the Liberty is so important, that folks understand what happened there, because the Liberty was allowed to happen the way it did. 9/11 happened. They're so connected, as you brought up. But napalm was developed in 1942 in a secret laboratory at Harvard. And it was first used against buildings and later humans, since it sticks to skin with no way to remove it and causes severe burns when ignited. It was first used in World War II in Europe and Japan, and utilized in the Korean War and Vietnam War as well. Napalm can impact humans in several ways: burning, asphyxiation, unconsciousness, and death. Napalm fires create an atmosphere of greater than 20% carbon monoxide, leading to asphyxiation or suffocation, and firestorms with self-perpetuating winds of up to 70 miles an hour. And one napalm bomb dropped from a low-flying plane can impact an area of over half an acre.
Wow.
So, yes, they did use U.S. weapons in the form of napalm on these boys. And they were making jokes about it, Rick. So, you know, this has to stop. This just has to stop. These people think that they can get away with anything that they do because they're victims. It has to stop, and it's going to stop, and we're going to do what we can to stop it.
Well, as I began the program, you know, it will stop, and there will be an accounting given on behalf of you men and you researchers, you supporters in our groups, for our benefit, for the benefit of the truth on that day of judgment. But anyway, in the meantime, Phil is back, right? Phil is still with us. Phil, did you want to answer that question I just raised before we move on to other aspects? Can you hear me now?
Okay, refresh my Yes, I can. Thank you.
I was referring, Phil, to the fact that for those Israeli apologists, that the government of Israel, the IDF, and I believe it was Rabin, who at the time was in charge, they were pursuing you across the African continent, and they were following you in the Mediterranean, tracking the movements of the ship. So they, of course, tried to deny that at first, but then the evidence apparently amassed showed that that was the case, that they were not, shall we say, unaware of your very pinpointed position in the Mediterranean. They knew exactly where you were, and they knew exactly how you would be targeted. It was planned, obviously, in advance. So what I was asking you is, were you aware keenly at that particular time or later of the modus, the purpose for the attack on the USS Liberty, having to do with this war that Israel had started in the Middle East against its Arab neighbors?
Okay, another good question, Rick, and I'll start out with this. The USS Liberty was the most sophisticated listening platform in the world. It was the most sophisticated spy ship that had ever been built. And we had our sister ship, the USS Belmont. But we could pick up messages and send them back to a National Security Agency within 2 seconds from a thing we called the Moon Dish. So, yes, I would say that we were being tracked the moment we left Abidjan, Africa, to go on a very high-speed cruise to Rota, Spain. And by the way, we were woken, and people were on the beach, you know, having a good time, and everybody was brought back to the ship. I mean, ASAP, we were getting the hell out of Dodge. So there was something terribly, terribly wrong, and we knew it. And as far as the Israelis tracking us, I don't think that would have been a problem, because in my mind, with Johnson and McNamara, they were probably more than happy to give them our coordinates or our signals, our channels, or whatever. Now, I can't prove this, but it just makes sense to me. But what I can prove, and it's not speculation, is the very fact that the government of the United States refused help on a defense ship in international waters. Now, they say we leave no man behind. That's bullshit. They left 294 souls to be slaughtered by the Zionist state of Israel, and mm-hmm. almost got by with it.
Yes,
if we don't sink. Almost. If we if we don't sink, the footprint in the Middle East becomes much wider. Israel would own probably all the land, and it was just one of the most disgraceful, despicable acts that you could pull on your American servicemen. That freely gave up their right to civilian life to go into military life and give their lives for it. So it is as you said, it was an attack on America, mm-hmm. and America attacked its own self. Now, does that sound crazy? To some people it might sound crazy, but it's the truth, and we can prove it. It's a fact. It's a known fact that the United States government is covering up from Israel for the last 50 years and will continue on for the next 50 years if the world's around this long, if Israel doesn't get it destroyed by then. And it's my duty as an American, I took an oath, as Dave did, and many, many other people have been in the military, to serve this country and protect it from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And that's what we're doing. We're telling our story to the American people. Now, Rick, It's not their fault they don't know the true story. It's the media's fault. It's the government's fault. It's everybody else's fault. You know, well, of course they're going to believe the Israelis did it by mistaken identity. How could our best buddies in the whole world do something so callous? Well, it had to be a mistaken identity. Yeah, a mistaken identity might have been one shot or two shots, and that's it. That's a mistaken identity. But through the damage they did for that ship, first damage in a single incident, I don't want to call it an incident, a single act of war on an American ship in international waters, there is none other than the USS Liberty in a single event. So proof, we have survivors, we have Thomas Moore, we have George Ball, we have so many people. You mentioned the former Secretary of the State that said that this was no mistaken identity. This was a cold-blooded murder, and it was. Ward Boston, who was aboard the Liberty, and a couple of days after the attack with Kidd, when he ordered us all not to say anything, or we would go to jail or prison, or worse. We all know what worse meant. And then Ward Boston, years and years later, read a book from Aaron J. Crystal, a Jewish bankruptcy judge in Florida, that wrote a book and just denied everything. Oh, Israel.
He whitewashed the whole thing. That. Yeah, I'm familiar with him. You know. There have been agents, Phil, on forums going back a number of years. I was participating in some of them going back and forth. And one in particular was very persistent. He was very well educated. And he would go on the forums. And this was when I was back in the early days of the computer on web TV. You know, we had the commentary section. And I was observing this. And he would try to totally discredit you guys on the Liberty, and I knew what he was doing and where he was coming from, but he got involved and tangled with a debate with somebody else who was just a casual observer, and it looked like, you know, this casual observer really frosted his onions quite a bit and got him to the point where he couldn't answer basic questions. So, you know, wherever there's an agent provocateur, in any audience, including mine, who occasionally will try to cast aspersions on something and try to discredit it, and wherever they come from, we know that there's somebody else out there, or many, who will take good care of them. And that's a part of the army of God, you know. Now, I have to bring this point up and before we start taking any calls, and that is, as you probably are well aware, it was a short time later, after the attack on the Liberty. In fact, it was just about 6 months later, in January of 1968, January 23rd, the USS Pueblo, a Navy intelligence vessel, was engaged in a routine surveillance of the North Korean coast when it was intercepted by North Korean patrol boats. And that incident, I remember because I was growing up at that time. As it turned out, to cut to the chase, that incident, you know, where the Pueblo was held captive for some time, the United States government said that it was in violation of North Korean territory and that it made an agreement so that they could be released. Now, that was a totally different situation from what happened to the Liberty. But some have said that the Johnson administration also deliberately had foreknowledge of, to put it mildly, like Roosevelt at Pearl Harbor, to engineer this to deflect any possible attention away from the Liberty and to almost make it look as if the Liberty was the same kind of event, that the guys, you know, they were interfering, they were invading Israeli territory, and they were a threat, so they had to be taken down, you know. And this is what some have said about the Johnson administration and the Pueblo. Can either one of you, maybe Dave or Phil, respond to that? I'm sure you remember.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, yes. The lesson that should have been learned, or the lesson that will be learned when this movie comes out, is that if the criminal United States government, and Rick, you said this earlier, and I didn't get a chance to comment on it, but yes, not only are they criminal when they get into this position, I don't know if they've always been like that, but they're just evil as well. So these are evil people. I never thought that I would think that or feel that, but I've seen enough and I've learned enough to come to the conclusion that the only people who do the things that they do are evil. They have to be evil. But the Pueblo happened because the Liberty was covered up and continues to be covered up. If the lessons learned from the Liberty would have been imparted on the armed forces or the intelligence community or the public at large, then the Pueblo would not have ever happened. So, yes, another complete and absolute disaster, because the criminals in the U.S. government will not do anything. And the reason is because the cover-up started, Rick, and people will learn this if they don't already know it, but the cover-up started literally as soon as word got to Washington. It started precipitated by U.S. American Jewish congressmen and senators. They were the ones who started it with, oh no, Israel would never do anything like that. It's the heat of war. They began the cover-up. Johnson went along with it because his administration was infested with Zionist U.S. spies who were feeding Israel information, and the Jewish power in the voting bloc applied a lot of pressure to him because of Vietnam. You know, there was a sticker back in Vietnam days that said, you know, you don't have to be Jewish to oppose the Vietnam War. That's how prominent they were in the anti-war movement. Mm-hmm. So they literally had him by the throat and by other parts of his body. He really had no choice. And I'm not apologizing for Johnson, but if Johnson, like Eisenhower, came forward and said, you know what, we've got this thing called the military-industrial complex. I want to make you aware of it because it's not good. And then a few years later, of course, in broad daylight, they massacred President Kennedy. But if Johnson would have came forward and said, you know what, we've got this thing called the Jewish-American Zionist complex. It's not good. It's not beneficial for America. Let's do something about it. You know, learn about it. Arm yourself. Well, obviously, he was in no position to do that, number one. And number two was, there's evidence that Johnson had Jewish grandparents. So he loved Israel. He loved Jews. He loved Jewishness. And there was no way that he would. And he was a Navy man for many decades. There was no way that Johnson would defend Americans over American Jews or Israeli Jews. So, again, I want to say this because when you played the trailer, it faded out on our end. Sam said that the listeners heard it, but I just want people to be aware again that in order to do what has to be done here with this movie, it's going to take funds. And when you donate at usslibertymovie.com, you will get a book. You will get Phil's new book. And for certain levels of donation, you'll get an autographed copy of the book. You'll get an inscribed copy of the book. And I just want to read something real quick. It'll take a second. This is from somebody who made a donation of $100, and this person gets an inscribed copy of the book. And sometimes when people make donations, they forget to include what they want inscribed. And this was this one fella did that, and so we emailed him and said, what would you like inscribed? And he told us. And then I'll get you on the way back.
All right. And we will take calls, folks, in a few moments. Give us a little time. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back with our guests.
Take it, Eric.
Home homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we're back again, and I believe we were just going to give you that chance again, Dave and Phil, to continue in your discourse with me just before the break. Continue now. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay. Thanks, Rick. Yeah. I just, you know, this isn't an easy thing that we're doing, obviously. We've already traveled into certain parts of the country speaking in front of groups, which is a lot of fun, you know, educating people about this. And there's a lot of people out there in the country and the world who want the truth out. And it takes a lot of energy to do this. We don't make any money off it, obviously. It costs us money. Mm-hmm. We're not doing it to make money. I'm sorry, you said something. I
said was, I know how that feeling goes.
Yeah. It's
a labor
it's
of
like
love, you know?
Yeah, sure. Exactly. And I have a family, and you know, my wife knows that, you know, I gave up a year, literally a year to research all this, and Phil did the same. But when we get emails from folks, you know, it's a beautiful thing. Here's an email got from this fellow who donated $100, and I asked him how he heard of the project, and he told me, and he said, "I've known about the plight of the USS Liberty for many years, but for some reason was unaware of the film project. It is simply extraordinary that you and the crew," and he's talking to Phil, of course, because I was not on the Liberty. When the Liberty happened, I was 7 years old, "have taken time out of your busy lives to document this event. It is a clear testament to the class of individuals you are in, realizing how essential it is to have an accurate historical record for posterity as a counterbalance to the current received public narrative intent on obfuscating the facts. Thank you for doing this. It should survive all of us and help steer liberty's memory into a caring public harbor. Best wishes. Now, this fella, and I don't know him, and it's just beautiful to hear that, to know that we are striking a chord with people and that they're going to do whatever they can to help get this project out. $100, it's a lot of, to me, it's a lot of money. I don't have $100 that I could just go here and go here. I mean, I would have to, like, you know, squirrel it up and then do it. And, you know, to some people, $5 is a lot of money. We know that, both Phil and I. Right. Fortunately, I think for the project, we're both, I don't want to say cheap, but we're parsimonious. You know, we pinch pennies. We're not the kind of people who, like, buy things. And it's the same for Phil's wife and my wife. We just don't do it. We're not consumers. We're bad consumers. So we want to make sure that every penny that is given to this project works and it's efficient. And so letters like that, emails like that are so important. And while we were on the break, I got another one from someone who said that, you know, he's suggesting that perhaps to get the money that's needed to get it done, we might contact a foreign country because they despise U.S. imperialism and might be in a position to help you get this movie made. And that's true. And, you know, I'm not afraid to talk to anybody. I'm just not, because we have to do this. But we want to try to get this done by patriotic individuals across the world, which have already come forward. Like I said, this has nothing to do with Jews, zero to do with Jews. American Jews are big supporters of the project. It has nothing to do with blacks or Spanish or nothing.
It's all about the truth.
Yeah, it's all about the truth. We don't care about anybody, what they look like, what they sound like. We just want to get this done, and we hope that we can get it done by the contributions, the donations of just everyday normal people, just like you and me and Phil and the listeners. Right. We just want it done that way. If we can't get it done that way, then we will approach the Philippines or whoever it is that would like to see something like this done.
Amen. All right. Now, Phil, did you want to add anything to that before we continue? And we will take some calls. Any footnotes here that we need to cover now?
Thank you. I appreciate that, Rick. Yeah, I just wanted to add one footnote. Captain Booker, he was a commander of his great ship. Yes. And I knew Captain Booker, and I talked to him several times, more than once. We wrote letters. He told me, Phil, he says, if I'd have known about the USS Liberty,
right,
I would have never got so close to the coast.
North Korea.
And then the Navy tried to crucify him.
All right, we're going to take a break. You're fading out. We'll come back, and we'll take some calls. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All right, we're back here, ladies and gentlemen, and okay, we got a little commentary again from our guests here, in addition to many of the facts that we've talked about on the Liberty attack. We haven't really gotten into many of the gory details about the survivors and what happened to those that were killed and the horrible scene that must have been the case. You can just imagine, you know, we hear about these so-called Islamist terrorists, which we know is a ruse and fake attacks and so forth. But still, we know that the real terrorists, the original terrorists who actually coined the phrase terrorism in the Mideast, were the Zionists themselves in the 1920s and in the 1930s at Hebron and places such as that. So we need not look any further. We need not be surprised. I think we all have to support the project and the film. And certainly I'm going to make a donation myself, guys, to this effort. As you said, Dave, you know, none of us is handsomely paid to lie by omission and commission, as most of these bought and paid for talk shows across America are. We have to struggle, but, you know, God provides the way, and he will give us the unction to do so. So with that said, are you ready for some calls?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
before we go to the Colts, I just want to, because the music cut Phil off, he was saying that the captain of the Pueblo had told him something. I didn't quite hear that.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I thought we had just heard it fade out. Go ahead, once again, give us the rest of what Booker said to us. All right, Phil.
Go ahead. Rick, thanks. And I know you got a lot of callers on that want to get on,
I'll make this brief.
I talked to Captain Booker.
We became
good friends, and you know, he told me, he says, Phil, if I would have known about the USS Liberty, the USS Pueblo would have never happened. Mm-hmm. He would have never got his ship in that position, and then they tried to crucify this great man, a great hero, for saving his crew. And they were going to kick him out of the Navy and put him in jail and all this other stuff. And finally, they thought better of it, as they must have done. They should have done. And I'm glad they did, because there would have been an uprising if they tried to hurt this guy. But Captain Booker needs to be saluted as a true American hero, along with the crew of the USS Pueblo, because they suffered mightily at the hands of the North Koreans. I wish America would go over and sink the USS Pueblo, where it would not be a monument to the brutality that was put upon the great crew of the USS Pueblo.
Well, I think, Booker, probably Booker knew, I don't know if he told you, that he was going to be the fall guy or set up by Johnson, the administration.
Yes, sir. He certainly told me that. You got it right on. You got it exactly right on, Rick.
Well, we saw that with Kimmel and Short in Pearl Harbor. And, you know, Thomas K. Kimmel, who is the eldest living grandson of Admiral Kimmel, has done a perennial battle on this subject. And he is a fountain of truth as well on his websites, you know. And, you know, the people, again, it's not just a singular battle. It's the battle of all of these wars that basically are the result of La Cosa Nostra, we call it, you know, the mafia, who have been responsible for the last century and a half in this country and in Europe for most of these horrible wars that were meant to destroy most of the innocents, as they did with 60 million killed in World War II. It's even hard to calculate that figure, the treason, the treachery, and the betrayal of freedom. But be that as it may, I think we do have. Do we have another break coming up right now, Sam? And we'll take calls. Should we begin now? I think maybe we should probably. Yeah, well, let's do that. Let's see if we can bring up the first call, and then we can hold them over. All right, it's Wes in Idaho first. Hello, Wes.
Hello. Hello, Rick.
Yes.
Two questions for Phil. I am amazed to hear you say, Phil, that you could not establish watertight integrity. Is it not more evidence that God was involved, that the ship did not sink, even though you could not establish watertight integrity? That defies logic. The other question is this: Vice Admiral Martin, it says here on Wikipedia that he recalled aircraft minutes later. How big a part did this Vice Admiral Martin play in this whole thing? Hello?
Well, let me answer this first. If you believe in the power of Jesus Christ, which I do, you must believe in the power that he kept our ship afloat, because nobody else was there to help us. Nobody. So that brought me to believe then, and believe me to believe now that the power of Jesus Christ and his mercy saved our ship to tell the truth about the murdering SOBs that tried to kill us. On your second comment, it's a little bit difficult for me to answer, because I wish I knew the answers to everything, but I just don't. So, but you know, that doesn't mean that you can't go to USSLibertyMovie.com and contribute and get the book and read more and be more educated. I'll tell you what, it'd be great. And it was nice that you called in. I really, really appreciate that.
Okay, thank you for the call. We're going to have to move along, Wes, okay? All right, I appreciate the call. You get your two questions in. Let's see if we can squeeze in. Do we have time? Let's squeeze in another call. Let's bring him up now. I think it was, was it Fred in Iowa, I believe? Okay, come on up.
Yeah, Rick, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Thank God. Terrific show. I admire your courage. Now, I want to address a question to Dave, okay?
Yeah.
Well, what Phil just said, the power of Christ kept the Liberty afloat. Now, Dave, I want to address a question to you. Dave, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Political Israel and biblical Israel are two different things, and they are opposing and opposite. Now, let me give you an example. So-called Cassiar Jews and also ethnic Jews that are political Israel, that is the synagogue of Satan, but not all Jews. That's like saying that all Irishmen want to drink whiskey, follow the Pope, drink Guinness beer, and fight. That's absurd. But all you hear is Jew battering. Now, what political Israel is doing to the Palestinians, this genocide, is horrid. But what you've said in your commentary and what Rick has been saying, I am telling you, this gives me more heart and courage to go on and strive to help. Now, I pay by check or send in cash in an envelope, so I want it known that I'll send my little $20 or $25 into uslibertybook.com. I'll get the connections if I can mail in a letter. Okay. This, because I want to verify
I'll tell you now, Fred. Tell you.
Okay, all right.
Yes, because...
Hang on, Fred. Hang on.
Yeah.
That's a good point, because a lot of folks still don't, and I don't blame them. You know, when I can, I will shoot my computer. I don't know when that will be, but at some point I will take it into the backyard and fill it full of lead. But is Fred, you still out there?
Yeah, he's listening. Go ahead.
Okay. The address is, you would make it out to Erasing the Liberty LLC. Erasing the Liberty LLC, if you write a check, that's what it would be made out to. And the address is 6256, so 6256. And the street is a very politically incorrect street name. It's bullet, like a bullet in a gun. And... it's B-U-L-L-E-T, Bullet Drive, and it is, the town is one word, Crestview, C-R-E-S-T-V-U, Crestview, and it's the great state of Florida, and the zip is 32536.
Did you get that, Fred?
Yeah, I've got it, and I could go on forever, but I'm going to be listening next weekend. Thank you very much, and keep on, guys. I love you all.
Okay, thank you, Fred, for that call. Okay, well, all right. Did you have anything that you wanted to add to some of the questions that are coming in? But I know I do, but
yes,
go ahead.
Yes, I did, Rick. Admiral Martin was the head of the U.S. Sixth Fleet. So he was aboard the USS Little Rock when this happened. And Martin didn't recall anything. He was ordered to recall the planes that... It's incredible if you think about it. Here it is. I like to compare it to, you know, let's say you have a home invasion and some savages broke into your home, and you call the police and you say, you know, there's people in here. They broke in. It's a home invasion. Come and help. You call 911 and they send out a squad car. The squad car is on his way to help or her way to help. And then the chief of police calls the car that's going out to help you, and he says, come back. And the guy says, what are you talking about? We got to go help. There's a home. No, just come back. And they leave you there for 18 hours to let this savage or these savages have their way with you. That's exactly what happened with the Liberty. So Martin was ordered by the commander-in-chief to do that. And not just Martin, but other admirals were ordered. Joe Tully, the skipper of the USS Saratoga, the aircraft carrier, Donald Engen, the skipper of the USS America, they were ordered by the criminals, McNamara and Johnson, to recall the jets. Don't go and help the Liberty. As I said, Rick, when this story gets out, thank goodness for people like you and people in this truth community who know about the Liberty and who have been struggling for all these years to keep it alive. When this story gets out, your average American, your average person in the world is going to just, you know, shake their head and go, why? Why did you cover this up?
Yeah, and I think particularly those who are in the armed services now will give it a second thought. Will question what it's all about, who they're serving today. When they say, I'm serving my country, I always have to ask them, I have to ask each of them, which country is your country? Because at this state of the game, we have no country, we have no nation. We're part of this one world beast system, this new world order, as they call it. You know, the country they're talking about, or the entity, is that I said that evil fig tree, quoting the words of Jesus. You know, in 1948, it would be a bad fig planted in Jerusalem, and that is what we're talking about. If you're going to serve them, then you'd better rethink it, because the armed services is one thing, and defending America is one thing, but defending the government and the government's subservience to Israel, the state thereof, is another thing altogether. I think they need to know this more than anything. And, you know, it bothers me when I listen to these other, you know, bought and paid for corrupt talk show hosts syndicated all over the world. All they do is just, again, apologize for Israel. Anybody who tries to get through and bring up anything contrary will be summarily off the air within seconds. And that's it, you know, because they show their allegiances not to America. It's correct. Not to our armed services. It is to that little, tiny, innocent, defenseless, surrounded, besieged state. So let's get that straight.
100% correct. I've said that for years, how disgusting these talk show hosts, these talking heads are. Yeah. You talk about this O'Reilly and this Hannity, and I don't watch television. I haven't done it for 26 years when my first son was born. But you talk about these criminals and the money they make because they don't say anything bad about Israel. And people are like, oh, poor O'Reilly, poor Hannity. Yeah. They're pulling the average. I could give a damn.
Good. They're getting what they deserve, you know, and they're going to get worse. Yeah. All right, let's see if we can squeeze in another call here now from Caesar, I believe, in New York first. Hello, Caesar.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today, Rick?
Good, good. Go ahead. You got a question or a comment?
Well, I got to salute you, Rick. Tremendous show. And I have to salute Philip Turney. He is a great American. I have the utmost respect for him. I was in Manhattan today because we're located down by the water. And I spoke to some sailors off the USS. I believe it's the Kearsarge. And I spoke to many of them and I asked them, I said, have you guys ever heard of the USS Liberty, which was attacked by the Little Horn, our greatest ally, on June the 8th of 1967? And none of them even knew about it. Matter of fact, I spoke to a lieutenant off the Nimitz who had a belt USS Nimitz and a captain from the USS Nimitz. They have never heard of the Liberty incident at all. Have no idea. They said that is impossible, that that could have taken place, and we know nothing of it. I said, Google it, and you will find out.
Very good. Very good for you. Well, again, they probably never heard of the Maine either. But then again, this is a little bit more recent, and the reasons are pretty obvious, aren't they? Thank you for your call, Caesar. I appreciate it. And now we may have a break coming right up, so I don't know if we can, but let's try our caller. Let's see, Jerry from Chicago. Let's see if we can squeeze some of him. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, yes, we're here. Go ahead, Jerry.
Oh, hold
all right,
over.
We
I'll
do have the music.
The
I'm sorry. Stay where you are, Jerry. All right, we'll come right back to you first, and then we'll see if we can squeeze Ed in Utah. We'll be back, folks. Listen up.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information. This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Okay, we're back now, and Jerry in Chicago, go ahead, you're on.
Well, thanks a lot for taking my call, gentlemen. I went to the USSLibertyMovie.com website today and tried to make a donation, and it stuck me on $750 for the donate through PayPal, and I can't afford that. I was willing to give $250 and leave a note. Would $250 cover a DVD sent to me of the movie?
Go ahead.
With the site, Jerry?
USSLibertyMovie.com.
He went to the site, and he made a donation, or tried to. Now, go ahead. Go ahead, Jerry. Repeat what you just asked him. I don't think he heard.
I tried to. I'm wondering if I make a donation of $250 and I might have to send it snail mail, could I get a copy of the movie when it comes out?
Yes, let's see. See, you could donate anything, Jerry. I think you already have, but you could donate from $1 to, you know, infinity. But it says here, donate $250 and get an inscribed copy of the book. Actually, yes, that is. Thank you for pointing that out. That should be for that. And it's not, it doesn't say that there, but I'm going to change that right now. Yes, you would get, for that donation, you would get a DVD of the movie, correct?
Okay, that's all I need, because Phil gave me a signed copy of his book, the last donation. So you guys save the money and pass it on to somebody else. God bless you, and I'm looking forward to the movie. Thank you.
Well, thank you,
thanks
Jerry.
Thanks a lot for your support, Jerry. Let's see if we can bring in Ed in Utah right now. Hello, Ed. Come on up, the guys. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. You know what? I did give one of those. I just wanted to tell Jerry, I did give one of the donations for the movie and the book, and I did receive the book. It's a fantastic book, but if I recall, it was $250, because I do want to make another donation, and when the movie comes out, I'm going to donate a copy to my kids' high school for their library, because, you know, my son actually brought that book to school with him, and one of his history teachers, who always claims to be open-minded, he did like the book. He liked looking at it, and I'm thinking of giving another smaller donation. I want to give another bigger one so I can get the movie and then get another book and then have the teacher read. I'd like to have two copies, because if I give it my personal copy away, I may not see it again. But the other thing I wanted to bring up was you need to get on to warhistoryonline.com, because this issue of the USS Liberty came up, and it's that whitewashed snow job. And I get a little annoyed with this warhistory.online.com, because they do have a tendency to change history a little bit, but it's the politicized, whitewashed version of the USS Liberty. And I think that Phil and Dave need to get on there and maybe contact these people. They are pretty good about responding back, and maybe change some things with them.
Address again, Ed?
Pardon me?
What is that address again?
It's called warhistoryonline.com. And you could look up the USS Liberty, and it's the whitewashed version that it was all a mistake and that the folks were all given reparations and Israel apologized.
Yeah.
So the whole nine yards. And I was pretty upset when I read that. And I don't recall if I made a comment. Sometimes I do, because they do make mistakes in history. But, yeah, please look into that.
We will. All right. Thank you very much, Ed. We appreciate it. You know, gentlemen, we only have a minute left, and in summation, I'll let you sum up, Dave, and thank you, Phil, of course, anytime. You're welcome. Dave, just sum up in less than 40 seconds.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rick. And I want to thank Andrew Carrington Hitchcock for introducing us. I consider him a great friend.
That's about time.
Yeah, he's something else, Andy. Mm-hmm. Folks, like these folks have said, calling in, and I want to thank them for donating. Go to USSLibertyMovie.com, read about it, click the donate tab. If you can, let's get this movie done. Let's change history. I think we can with this. I think we can do something to help.
All right, gentlemen. Hey, we're out of time. Thank you both, and God bless. We'll have you back, all right?
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim.
That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.